We interrupt the Chris Rock album to bring you the Mary Wong album, already in progress.
Album.
What?
Album. You said album.
Album.
And now a press conference with Terry Armstrong, basketball player, baseball player, football player, actor, and child psychologist.
Terry, now that the commissioner has let you back in the league, are you going to be on your best behavior?
Terry Armstrong gonna do what Terry Armstrong gonna do.
Well, does that mean you'll be showing up late for games again?
Terry Armstrong gonna be what Terry Armstrong gonna be. Terry Armstrong can't help it if sometimes Terry Armstrong alarm clock don't work.
Well, will you still be candid?
Terry Armstrong gonna say what Terry Armstrong gonna say. Ain't no hand up Terry Armstrong's ass. Terry Armstrong mouth work, cause Terry Armstrong work it.
Do you always refer to yourself in the third person?
Terry Armstrong is missing your point.
You never say I.
Well, Terry Armstrong is not conceited. Terry Armstrong uses the third person singular to give Terry Armstrong the proper distance and objectivity to talk about how truly brilliant Terry Armstrong is.
Nobody can go through life without saying I pledge allegiance, I solemnly swear, I hate you, Terry.
Terry, when the minister asked you, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, what did you say?
Terry Armstrong do.
No, you didn't. Oh, okay. What was the name of the first Bill Cosby series with Robert Culp?
Don't remember.
You lied, but
it was Terry Armstrong Spy.
No, it was I Spy, you idiot. I Spy. I Spy. It sounds like I, but it's spelled E-Y-E.
E-Y-E, you idiot. People getting the wrong directions in the hallway.
Hey, we're in the middle of the album.
Album.
How the fuck I end up on a Chris Rock album? I was looking for the Bobby Womack album.
This woman is causing a disturbance. She's talking rudely, making strange noises, and urinating down her left leg. You guessed it. This woman is an asshole. A drunken asshole. Now, what can we do to help her?
No, he can't sing. You want to help me, you can buy me a drink. That's what you can do.
Well, we could send her to an alcohol rehabilitation center. There, doctors would take her through a 12-step program to help her deal with her alcohol abuse problem.
12 steps? I can walk 12 steps myself. Don't need no goddamn program.
Now, this would cost taxpayers $2,500 a day.
You have a pee in a can.
Oh, sure, eventually she'd be cured and leave the center, but look at her.
I love champagne. Let's sing it again.
She'd probably end up right here again, being rude, obnoxious, peeing on herself, all after having cost taxpayers $2,500 a day. So, we now return you to your regularly scheduled album.
Album.